Good morning. We were discussing the mitzvah of Lo Ta'asun Iti, not creating images, constructing images of the Ribono Shel Olam's servants in this world, which includes the angels, the sun, the moon, the stars, human beings, the Beit HaMikdash, and its Kelim. What is not included on that list, which is super obvious that it's not included on that list, is animals. Animals, vegetation, scenery. There is no Isur, seemingly, to create, construct images, whether they be flat, etched, or protruding, of animals, of scenery, of vegetation. In fact, the Rambam says explicitly in the Sefer HaMitzvot that there is no such Isur. He says it in Mishneh Torah as well. And even though there is a Girsa issue in some versions of the Sefer HaMitzvot, that's because the translation got messed up from Arabic into Hebrew, but we know the Rambam held that it is Mutar. Furthermore, we know that the Chayot HaKodesh, the four faces of the lion, the eagle, the human, and the and the ox, are what the Torah prohibits, based on what the Gemara says, that you're not allowed to draw the Shamashim Shebemador HaElyon, the upper level servants of Hashem, which is the four faces. If it was already Asur to draw to draw an animal, you wouldn't have had to prohibit the four faces. Humans, okay, so you'll violate it twice, because there's a human face in there as well, that we shouldn't deal with that. But what's obvious to everybody is that it's only Asur when you draw all four of them together, all four faces together. But if you just draw one of the four faces, an animal, then that would be okay. But maybe, even though that was super obvious and super simple, for some reason, the Rishonim and Acharonim don't think so when it comes to Shul. There is a machloket quoted in the Mordechai in our Sugiyah in Avodah Zarah, in the Sugiyot of Lo Ta'asun Iti, Mem Gimel Mem Dalet, where the Mordechai tells us of a machloket, a story about Rabbeinu Ephraim and Rabbeinu Eliakim. It's important to remember the names. Rabbeinu Ephraim thought that even if you place these images of birds, of horses, of whatever it may be in shul, since they are not worshipped, there is no violation to create them of Lo Ta'asun Iti, because they're not servants of Hashem, and they're not worshipped, so there's no chashad, there's no concern that people will think that you are worshipping these animals, even though they're in your shul. Rabbeinu Eliakim, however, not Rabbeinu Ephraim, Rabbeinu Eliakim, had a situation with stained glass windows, with images around the shul of animals. And he thought that you could reread our sugya to create an isur to own such things, and probably even to make them as well. It would be a violation of Lo Ta'aseh Lecha Pesel, it would be a violation of Chashad to have these things around. And people will think that you're bowing to them, depending on which way you're facing in shul. That's not good. It's distracting, moreover. You know, it's one thing to be interrupting your learning, like the Mishnah says in Perkei Avot, to go over and, you know, stop your learning and say, what a nice tree. But it's even worse, says Rabbeinu Eliakim, to, in middle of your davening, stop and look at whatever is on the wall. Tefillah requires more kavana. And it's extremely problematic to be praying, he says, in a room with images of animals. So Lema'aseh, he ordered that they remove the images of lions and snakes that were in the shul in Cologne where he lived. This is the machloket. Rabbeinu Ephraim is Mekel, Rabbeinu Eliakim is Machmir. It's quoted in the Or Zeruah. It's quoted, only Rabbeinu Eliakim is quoted in the Haggadah Shiri. And Maran, Shulchan Aruch, Be Yosef, Shulchan Aruch, and Siman Kufin Aleph, Sif Dalet, Sif Vav, says explicitly, point blank, that we hold like Rabbeinu Eliakim. Rabbeinu Ephraim, Lekula, we are Mekel. Oh, what about Rabbeinu Eliakim's arguments? So Maran says, first of all, you have to understand that Rabbeinu Eliakim, the Machmir, is a Yachid. He is definitely the minority. He's a singular opinion. Everybody disagrees with him. So when he says, Asur min HaTorah to make, Asur min HaRabbanan to keep, we don't hold that way. And even if it's Asur to make, it should be Mutar to keep. It's not something that's worshipped, and even if it's three-dimensional, even if it's protruding, the Beit Knesset is a Rabim. There is a public presence in the Beit Knesset, and therefore it won't be a problem to keep such a thing, as we know that, according to many, the violation of Chashad does not apply in a Makom Rabim. Therefore, Maran is Mekel in Shulchan Aruch. We hold the Kula, like the Rambam, like Rabbeinu Ephraim, and also there's a Maharan Rutenberg and Tosafot and Yuma, who all say that there is no prohibition whatsoever to construct or to possess animals, even if they are images of animals, even if they are three-dimensional, even if they are in shul. That being said, we know that Maran didn't just write the Beit Yosef. He also wrote a number of other Sfarim. His Shelot Tshuvot, one of them is known as Avkat Rochel. Avkat Rochel, Maran discusses major issues that were going on between him and other Chachmei Hador. So, and it wasn't just in Eretz Yisrael and Tzfat, it was in all over the world, in Europe, in Italy, in North Africa, etc. So Maran has a Teshuvah in Siman Samech Gimel in Avkat Rochel, where he discusses the lions on the Heichal, right? We all know that oftentimes we go to shul, and we find there's an image of lions, three-dimensional image of a lion holding up the luchot on the Heichal, or it's on the parochet, or whatever it may be. So Maran writes, it was apparently a big conversation. It started in Italy with Maharam Padua and Rabbeinu Eliyahu Kapsali, who were big players in Italy and Constantinople, and Mari Mintz. And this whole conversation started over there in Italy, and it made its way east to Tzfat, where Maran, the Mabit, and others responded. Is it okay for us to have an embroidered parochet with birds on it? Is it okay for us to have lions on the Heichal? What's the halacha? So Maran responds in Avkat Rochel that of course the halacha is like Rabbeinu Eliakim to be machmir. Of course the halacha is like Rabbeinu Eliakim that we're machmir. And not only that, it's distracting. The Rambam and the Rosh both write in Teshuvot that you have to remove all distracting images from your makom tefillah, which for all of us davening at home these days is very important. You have to remove all the distracting images. Or at the very least, close our eyes, it says in Shulchan Aruch. And but that's not for right now. So this is crazy. Maran wrote in Beit Yosef, point blank, halacha is like Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Gamrei, the Pimeikel. And in Avkat Rochel, Maran is soter himself. He contradicts himself. He says to be machmir like Rabbeinu Eliakim. And then the next two teshuvot are Rabbeinu Eliyahu Kapsali and the Maran Padua, who both confirm that Maran said this and thank him so much. Hello? Contradiction, Maran, what's wrong? If you're being chozerbo on what you wrote in Beit Yosef, tell us. And if you're being chozerbo on Beit Yosef on what you wrote in Avkat Rochel, you should tell us also. What's going on? And if that's not damaging enough, just turn the page one more time to the next siman in Avkat Rochel in Samech Vav, where Maran writes, a whole teshuvah to be mekel. It's mutter to have birds embroidered on the parochet. It's a rabbim, there's no chashad. It's not even usher to make in the first place. The minhag is to be mekel. Rabbi Eliakim is a yachid. What's wrong with you? Why are you relying on Rabbi Eliakim? Don't you know he's a yachid? Why don't you figure it out? There's a whole teshuvah here. The Rambam, you're worried about distraction in the Rambam. There's so much going on in our shuls already. This is distracting to you. This is normal. It's kavod atfila. What are you talking about? Totally a different tune. And the acharonim sit and work out for pages and pages and pages in their shelot u'tshuvot. What in the world was Maran thinking? Not only that, Maran hachida in Birkei Yosef, in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph, in Yoreh Deah, quotes both of these citations from the Avkat Rochel, the contradictory ones, in two different points, only a few Seif Katans away from each other, and he doesn't note how they contradict each other. So not only is Maran's contradiction perplexing, the fact that the Chida could acknowledge both opinions, both teshuvot of Maran, and not think of it as a contradiction is further perplexing. And everyone is sitting here, just not understanding what's going on. So they all work on it, all the Acharonim work on it, Rav Ovadia Hedaya and Yaskil Avdi has three teshuvot, the Tzitzil Yezer has one, Rav Uziel has two, where he tries to respond to the Tzitzil Yezer. So many Acharonim talk about this contradiction. And they find all sorts of answers. But what it essentially comes down to is that when it comes to shul, granted at home it's okay to have a three-dimensional image, even of an animal. When it comes to shul, we are machmir. And that's it. We don't get involved when it comes to shul. We're machmir for Rabbeinu Eliakim. And they try to figure out how to spin it, how to articulate Maran's opinion, how he seems to take on both sides depending on the situation. In practice, the way it's spun in a few Svarim that I saw is that Svaradim are much more machmir in general, and that's what they testify to, that the Menagin Eretz Yisrael, the Menagin Morocco, was not to have any images of animals in shul. Kol shekein humans, but no images of animals in shul. But Ashkenazim had it much more often. Ashkenazim in Italy and all over Europe, as we saw in already the conversations, the situations, the reports that we discussed already, it was much more common in Ashkenaz to have embroideries or stained glass windows of animals, or even on Aron Kodesh, in America also, all over the place, you have Aronot and Batei Knesiot with images of animals. But the truth is, it has nothing to do with the divide of Ashkenazi Sfaradi. In the formal halachic sense, it's the same exact points. It's just sometimes the poskim gave in and said it can be mekel b'diavad, and many times they didn't. Very, very strong the shonot of how there were great rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael over the centuries who would go in and tear down any images that were put up in Batei Knesiot. And they were adamant that that's the halakha, and there's nothing to talk about. And in Ashkenaz, the Rabbanim were more willing to be lenient, and in Sfarad, they were not. It's not really based on Ashkenazi Sfaradi, it just depends on the Mitziyut, that how it worked out, but it's halakhically, it's all exactly the same, as we discussed, the Machloket Rabbeinu Ephraim and Rabbeinu Eliakim, and it's Astira and Maran, but in Shulchan Aruch it says it's Mutter, so it's a very strong reason to say it's okay. All of that said, even amongst Ashkenazim, It's not so simple to be Mekel. Rav Soloveitchik wrote a famous letter. It's printed in one of the books of his letters in Community Covenant and Commitment. The very first letter, that in Cornell they wanted to put up an interfaith chapel. So one of the Jewish people in Cornell wrote a letter to Rav Soloveitchik asking him to not address the issue of interfaith chapel, but they want to put up stained glass windows with pictures of Avraham Avinu and other biblical figures in the stained glass windows. So Rav Soloveitchik wrote a two-part letter. The first part, he said that even though we can write it to Shuvah, to be Mekel, like Rabbeinu Ephraim, tradition has turned the tides against the halacha, and we do not allow anything in our Batei Knesiot, and we try our best to maintain that are as simple as possible, because it's not about the supernatural charm of the Beit Knesset. It's not about the Christian sentiments of connecting to a medium, an icon, in order to connect to Ribono Shel Olam. Tefillah is a personal avodah shebelev. This is also something Rav Soloveitchik stresses in his essay about not ceremonializing Judaism in Tefillatam Shel Yehudim. And the Rav is very, very strong about how it's totally asur to have any images in our Batei Knesiot. And that's the tradition, and that's the halakha. Even though it's against what you would say in Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't matter. Since then, the tradition has developed against that. And then afterwards, he's like, by the way, I'm going to tell you that you can't have an interfaith chapel. It's asur to have an interfaith chapel. And it would be the end of Judaism if you have an interfaith chapel. And Rav Soloveitchik didn't hold back. Rav Schechter told me how in the first Beit Midrash, on the third floor of First Hall, there on the Aron Kodesh, there used to be lions. And then they took them down. The thing is that there was a very influential community member back in the day who insisted that they be up. And he went and he put them back up on the Aron Kodesh. So Rav Schechter says that the day he died, the day that this Baal HaBayit died, who was very adamant about having the lions on the Aron Kodesh, Rav Schechter said, we took them right down. We made sure that once he's dead, we took him off right away. Because what do we need this for? Why should we get involved in this machloket? This is even mutter aser. It's not right. Take it down. It's not right. Rav Herzog, however, has a teshuvah. You should know. Rav Herzog was among the mekilim. Rav Herzog writes how a regular lion, okay, it's not the end of the world, but a lion with wings, you're getting into Avodah Zarah and mythology, leave it out. A regular lion, maybe you can be Mekel, but Rav Herzog has a very interesting point also, just to keep in mind. Rav Herzog writes how, as we said before, it's not really based on Ashkenazi Sfaradi Halacha, but it's based on locale. Who's around the Ashkenazim and who's around the Sfaradim? As Rav Soloveitchik emphasized, having images in shul is a Christian concept. Okay, so that's why the Jews in Christian lands wanted, says Rav Herzog, that's why they wanted to have images in shul. They were used to that idea. And the Rabbanim were Mekel. But the other way around, for Sfaradim, in Islam, they know from us, Lo ta'asu niti, that you're not allowed to have images. Lo ta'asu l'chapesel chol ma'aseicha, you're not allowed to have any images. And they're not allowed to have any icons in Islam. Nothing of humans or living beings. So if the Rabbanim were going to be Mekel and allow them to put images of living beings in shul, it would have been such a chilul Hashem, Rav Herzog writes. Because for the Muslim to go to his masjid, his mosque, and not find anything there, and then walk into a shul and find so many things there, it would be such a chilul Hashem. How are the Muslims more frum than the Jews? So of course the Rabbanim had to be machmir. But when it came to Ashkenaz, they didn't have that chilul Hashem aspect, so it wasn't as terrible. All in all, Rabotai, it is mutar to have a three-dimensional even image of an animal. But keep it out of shul. The poskim are not happy. Poskim try their best to urge us, encourage us, and force us to keep them out of shul. And that's what we have to do. We have to make sure that our kavanah is on the Ribono Shel Olam. It's not the box of the, not the structure of the shul that makes our tefillah go up. It's how well we daven. And if we start relying on external tools, such as, you know, the pictures on the wall, whether they be of animals or rabbanim, then it's not going to help us focus on our tefillah. Tefillah is something that we have to be working on. And Ezad Hashem, now that we all have some more time to work on it at home, we should make sure that we're not distracted. It is a halachan shulchan aruch in Siman Tet, in Siman Sadi. I think it's Sif Chaf Gimel. That we have to make sure that we are not distracted by anything when we are praying, especially images of humans, images of animals. And we have to focus on the Ribono Shel Olam. It's a personal tefillah, it's a personal avodah shebalev, introspection, as Rav Soloveitchik writes in Tefillat Ha'am Shel Yehudim, not an escape from reality. Rav Soloveitchik didn't even like having a rabbi. The rabbi acting as if it's all him who's making the tefillah be accepted is a Christian concept. Each person connects with the Ribono Shel Olam. And now that we're all home, we really see it. And also, the poskim like to have a nice line that it's not the lions who are holding up the Shnei Luchot HaBrit. It's the Jews. The Jews have to be the ones who are holding up the Torah. Don't rely on the lions. Rabotai, there's so much opportunity to be learning Torah right now. If you don't have any kids yet, you're sitting in your dorm room or in your apartment or your home, nothing to do all day long, I can tell you this is the best time to do whatever you enjoy learning. Make the time as valuable as you can and hold up the Torah. Ezad Hashem, b'shem Hashem, na'aseh v'natzliach.